Earlier this month, someone broke into KYNR, the radio station of the Yakima Nation in South Central Washington. They stole equipment and knocked them off the air. Now there's radio silence for 6,300 tribal members and thousands of non-native residents on the reservation. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez reports from Toppenish.
When Roy Dick arrived at the station, he noticed the light was on.
There was papers all over the place. Then I walked into the control room and the control board was gone.
Dick is the morning host at KYNR 1490 AM. It's the Yakima Nation's official radio signal, operating since 2000, and the only tribal station east of the Cascades. He alerted police to the theft of an estimated $20,000 of equipment that, all told, represented what they call the heart of the KYNR voice. So far, Yakima Tribal Police don't have any suspects. For afternoon host Ryan Craig, the reality is still fresh.
It doesn't even feel real yet. Being robbed and having everything taken still doesn't feel real.
Currently, KYNR staff of four are working with the tribe's newspaper staff in their offices nearby. I meet them there and we talk more about what's next.
Hey, Shechmetsky.
Now that resource is gone, there's a lot of questions about where to get our Yakima-specific news, our weather, and what's happening with the nation.
That's Michael Sikakweptia, a reporter with the Yakima Nation Review. He says the tribal council and the community had a reckoning and realized how much the station helped natives and non-natives feel informed and connected. Whether it was reporting the final score for the latest high school basketball game, or announcing from the job board, or broadcasting the popular national call-in show, Native America Calling, KYNR was very much the epicenter for the Yakima Nation. The tribal council agreed. They've allocated $34,000 for the station to revamp, buying a new console, mics, and equipment for staff to create and report local news. The only problem is that some of the equipment is shipping from South Carolina. Flooding and road closures from Hurricane Michael might affect when that equipment gets to Toppenish. But KYNR staff expects the signal to be back on air before the end of the month. While that news is good, the actual theft leaves some tribal members worried about safety on the reservation. Last February, the Yakima Tribal Council passed a resolution enacting an 8 p.m. curfew in White Swan, a town on the reservation. Council members called on other law enforcement to support tribal police, citing a public safety crisis.
The Washington State Patrol seemed to not to patrol within the reservation boundaries of it.
That's Ronnie Washines, the tribe's multimedia program manager.
Needs a wholehearted effort to be sincere about helping our people and not just, you know, having them get piecemeal service, but it needs to follow through.
He thinks more could be done by the Yakima County Sheriff's Office and Washington State Patrol. Casey Skilbrute is a spokesperson for the Sheriff's Office. He says while there's no specific task force assigned to the reservation, when tribal officers call for support, they respond. Skilbrute calls it a Canada inside the borders of Washington, because the tribe has its own rules as a sovereign nation, so it can be tricky to navigate the relationship. Back at the station, I ask the staff what their first words will be when the radio signal is live again. Host Ryan Craig thinks.
I don't know what my first words will be, but I want to invite some of our tribal leaders and tribal people that would be able to bless the building, because we have to heal. You talk about the people in the community who struggle with homelessness and addiction. They're looking for hope from us. And that was taken when somebody came and took what we used to broadcast. That was taken away.
The station will be back on air soon, but the next task remains. Addressing the issues that can't be replaced by buying new equipment. I'm Esme Jimenez in Toppenish.